Morning, brothers and sisters. Good to be here this morning. I come alone today because my wife is working and my youngest daughter is in Wellington on school holiday, so she's with her eldest sister enjoying the cold weather, should I say, down in Wellington. This morning's exhortation, an interesting little history to it. My mom phoned me during the week, and she's in South Africa, and she'd just been over to Europe, actually, and went over there to see my sister and my brother. My brother was kind enough to take her over around Europe for the holiday. But it's interesting, she phoned me, and she said, Dave, because he's not in the truth, and she said, Dave, I'm just phoning to call you because I want to speak to someone in the truth. She said, it was quite strange for me to go around Europe and not give thanks in a communal way for the food and the blessings that we have. And it was quite an interesting thought that she had said to me. So it's interesting how that our soul naturally longs for the green pastures. It naturally longs for the tranquility and that better place God has given us. And then secondly, on top of that, I've been doing my readings in an interesting way this year, is that I've got my Bible electronically, and what I've decided to do this year is actually not look at the Word of God while the reading happens, but purely to listen, to see if different things come to mind. So while I sit there in the morning, and what I've decided to do is listen to contiguous passages, readings, rather than bit. So it's just a new thing that I'm trying this year. So I've just finished Numbers, and as I was preparing my exhortation, I thought, well, let me go back and see some thoughts. So my thoughts today are around the Jubilee, which is in Leviticus. And then thirdly, I asked my family, what should I give the exhortation on this morning, you know? And interestingly, yesterday, Leo, we were actually playing tennis for the first time in a long time. And dare I say, we were actually quite finished. Yeah? It just shows you how unfit you get. And so we were out there at the Whakatane Tennis Club. They had their open day, and so we thought we'd go along. We're new to the territory, find new friends, so to speak. And, found ourselves quite tired at the end of the day. So my daughter says, because we were FaceTiming with her in Wellington, she said, oh, well, Dad, why don't you speak on the fitness of your spiritual fitness? She says, well, there's a good analogy, isn't it? You're quite physically weak and unfit. Why don't you talk about being spiritually fit and strong? So hopefully all of those come together today now in my exhortation, which is around the Year of Jubilee. And the Year of Jubilee, what I'm going to do is present it in a slightly different way. But so let's turn to it. In Leviticus chapter 25. And when you're in Leviticus 25, what we're just going to do is just read verses 8 to 10, just to remind ourselves of some of the context around the Year of Jubilee. So Leviticus 25, reading from verse 8. And in my Bible, there's a subheading above it that says Year of Jubilee, so it's quite easy to see that. It says, cut off 7 Sabbaths of years, 7 times 7 years, so that the 7 Sabbath of years amount to a period of 49 years. So he's just saying you've got 7 times 7 is 49. Then verse 9, then have the trumpet sounded everywhere on the 10th day of the 7th month, on the Day of Atonement, when we are one with God, sound the trumpet throughout your land. Verse 10, consecrate the 50th year. So that's after the 7th or times 7. The 50th year, and proclaim liberty upon the land for all inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. So that's why they call it the Year of Jubilee. Each of you is to return to his family's property and each to his own clan. Verse 11, the 50th year shall be a jubilee for you. Do not sow, do not reap what grows of itself, or harvest the untended vines. For it is a jubilee, and to be holy for you, eat only what is taken directly from the fields. So that gives you a little bit of the summary of the year of Jubilee, and you're probably quite familiar with that. But a couple of interesting things came to my mind, first of all, when I was, you know, listening and reading through that passage. The first of all is that it's a jubilee for all inhabitants. It's not just a jubilee for the Jews that were in the land. So that meant it was for Jew and Gentile, for foreigner, for visitor, effectively the people that were in the land. And for me, you can see the echo straight away to the New Testament, is that salvation is for everybody. It's not limited to a few. Then interestingly, return to your own property. Now for me that's fascinating, because previously what they were done is obviously they had their property divvied out. And in essence, that property belongs to the Lord. And he has in essence given it out to the people to look after. We'll come to that a bit later. Then notice that he says, do not sow or reap. Effectively, what he's saying to them is you must get into this mindset of not building bigger barns. We love, as society, this thing of bigger is better and always growing and growing and growing. And effectively, what God is taking the people back, that's everybody, to say, sustenance comes from me. And we know the parable in Luke 12:8, where proud man, you know, built his bigger barns, and then what happened to him after he built them? He died. Yeah. And effectively what the lesson is there is, don't put your possession, so to speak, in that space. So he's bringing everybody back to their own property, and they will actually look at their land, and some of them would have had hardship during those 50 years. They would have lost their land, they had to sell it. But now what happens is, the person that bought it, then on a pro rata basis, he would have bought it for an X amount, gives it back to that person. And his person's realizing that here's the gift of God giving, being given back to me. And then I must attend for it and look after it. The year of Jubilee is holy. That means you treat it separately. You treat it specially. It's not just a similar year. This is one that you stand back and you think, you know, what's the lesson that I gathered from this space, this year that I'm now in? It's a separate, it's a special year. And then eat only directly from the fields. When I was listening and thinking of that, what are these people that go and gather from the fields? What do they call them?
The gleaners.
So that's the idea, is that effectively, that's the mindset that we've got to be in. We've got to, in a way, glean from the Word of God, glean from around us what is good for us to take sustenance on. And notice for me, a special one is not to take advantage of one another. Actually, I might have jumped ahead there. I've actually lost the verse of that. It'll come a bit later. Anyway, sorry about that. I should have actually. Let me just see if I can quickly find it. Oh, verse 17. Sorry, we hadn't quite got there. Jumping ahead. Verse 17, notice what verse 17 says. The idea is that you're giving back and all of that. Notice what 17 says. And do not take advantage of one another. That's when the person is poor and having to trade his land back to the other person. So don't rip the person off. But fear the Lord your God. I am the Lord your God. And isn't it interesting that in today's... So what the Lord is teaching them there is, in that commercial transaction, when you've only got a limited number of days left, so you can imagine, here's the poor person, he's financially bankrupt, so to speak, he's got his land, he's going to now sell it to this rich person, and maybe let's just say there's 20 years left of the 50, and you can imagine this rich person in today's economy, what would the person doing? They'll just be screwing the guy down, you know, and actually saying, oh, your property is only worth, you know, $100, you know, meantime it could be worth 150,000. And so what God is saying here is, don't take advantage of the other person in this transaction. Whereas in today's society, commerce is driven completely the other way, isn't it? Today's commerce is all about taking advantage. We buy our clothes from places where it's made in China, offshore. Because we are taking advantage of sweatshops. We're taking advantage of policies and procedures in those countries that don't protect the environment. Where there can be significant injustice. And so what actually happens is today's society is all about taking advantage. And the lesson here that God wants us to take back from this year of Jubilee, I'm reminding you, do not operate in that space. Now this year of Jubilee is built on what? It's built on the Sabbath year, which is the paragraph immediately before that. So in Leviticus 25, notice what it'll say in verse 4 there. So if you look in your Bible, if you've got a smart Bible, the top of your paragraph 25, chapter 25, says there the Sabbath year. If you go down, it says in the seventh year, the land is a Sabbath of rest, a Sabbath to the Lord. So what day did God have his day of rest? Was on the seventh. Okay, so this is reminding you straight away back to think of that space of life. In verse 5 there, do not reap what sows of itself or harvest the grapes of your intended vines. The land is to have a year of rest. So no reaping in that space. It's a time of rest. In verse 6 and 7, whatever the land yields during the year of the Sabbath will be food for you, for yourself, your manservant, your maidservant, and the hired worker, and the temporary resident. So note it says everybody for who live among you, as well as your livestock and the wild animals in your land. It's interesting, eh? Because remember before I spoke about that, how as society we've actually decimated our wild spaces. And notice here what in the land of Jubilee God is saying to us is that this is a time for everybody, all inhabitants, both people and animals and the environment, to understand effectively that this is a special year. Standing aside here, that I want you to remember these things, that they play prominence in you. Come now to verse 23. The land must not be sold permanently, because the land is whose? The land is mine. The land is God's. You are but aliens and my tenants. Okay? You are aliens and my tenants. So God is trying to tell the people, this space that you've actually that you're living in, I created it in the Garden of Eden. You have now come along and you are my tenants on this space. Okay? So if you're trading during those 49 years, on the 50th year, you're going to give it back to who I declared it to be, because you are tenants in that space. And understand that there's no permanence for you there, and you are aliens. I think it goes on to say that. Let me just check my verse here. But you are aliens and tenants. Now, can some of you remember the parable of Jesus? Where in the parable of Jesus, were they good or bad tenants that look after the vineyard? They were, yeah, bad tenants. Because what did they do when the master sent his prophets to the tenants of the land? What did they do? What did the tenants do?
Beat
them up. And when the master sent his only son to the tenants, what did the tenants do? They killed him. So they were not good tenants. And so this is what the lesson is that's coming out from us here, is that God is reminding us to be good tenants of his land. We are aliens there. That's not ours. And notice what it says there in verse 24. Throughout the country that you hold as a possession, you must provide for the redemption of the land. So this whole purpose of Jubilee is associated with not taking advantage, being good tenants, and understanding that there's this message of redemption that takes place in this space. Redemption of the land. You are to redeem each other. And notice that it's the redemption of the land because of this land that is here. It's a land that must produce multiple fold back. And so when we're tenants of that land, we are effectively land ourselves. We are dust ourselves. We are made of dust, and unto dust shall we return. So when we think of this land now that we're tenants of, we must also think of it as of ourselves, of our body. So we've got to ask ourselves, how are we actually looking after the space? Are we producing a tenancy that actually produces multiple fold back again? Because in that parable of the sower, he said at the end is that here is the land on when it was sowed on good land that was multiplied 30, 60, and 100 fold back to the Lord. And so when this word of God lands on us and we are tenancing that word of God, we must make sure that our bodies produce that and are flowing that back to God. We plant the word in our bodies, and so must it multiply. So here comes the truth, and we are receptive, and we tenant it, and we multiply it out again. And so we build those relationships with each other, with our communities, such that we can enjoy the land and be content and not build these bigger bonds, because we know that this land of ours reverts back to dust. And this land of ours effectively is God's possession. And this land of ours is going to be in that stage of redemption one day when we actually see our Lord face to face. So in this whole space then of Jubilee and the Sabbath year, it reminded me of the days of creation. So if you turn with me to Genesis chapter 1, and you go to the end of chapter 1 at verse 31. There's these magic little words here. That it says this. This is at the end of creation and just before the Sabbath. And God saw all that he had made. And it was very good. And it was evening and morning of the sixth day. So here he's come to the end of his creation. And everything that he sees is very good. So that's man, that's the land, and everything is very, very good. And then he goes into chapter 2, verse 2, and by the seventh day, he had finished the work, and he had been doing so. It was the seventh day, and he rested from his work. And so the idea for me for the year of Jubilee is to remind us of this time of creation, where in our buzzness of life, that we look back on that time and we actually see that here is the Garden of Eden, this year of Jubilee. So every 50 years, the Jews would say, here's a time out space for myself. I'm going to separate this year from all my other years of activities. And every 50 years I stand back and I look at this land that is very good and I ask myself the question, how has my tenancy been in this space? Because this is what I'm looking at here effectively is the Garden of Eden. And the question is that how have I taken care of this Garden of Eden? Because isn't that what he asked Adam and Eve to do? If you go to chapter 2, and verse 15. And the Lord took man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. So every 50 years, God is asking, in the year of Jubilee, he is asking the people that exact same question. How have you taken care of that space of my world? Because effectively for God, it's the Garden of Eden that he has. And it's his land. And that's why you have that redemption of it being given effectively back to the people, because it's God's land. And so we have for ourselves, if we put ourselves into the New Testament, here we have our Lord Jesus Christ, who from the land has given us the bread and the wine. And that from the land we have been, or Jesus was a tenant that actually gave forth from the tenancy of that space, the bread and the wine from that land. And so he asks us every 7 years, every 7 days, every Sabbath, to say, how have I actually been a tenant of this space? And so when we look at ourselves, is that effectively every 7 days, if we multiply that out, that means every 50 days, we can actually stand back and ask ourselves, of our life that we live, what type of tenant have we been? When we stand back on that 50th day, do we stand back and actually say, I've been a good tenant of this Garden of Eden that I've been given? And I give it back to the Lord. I give my tenancy back to the Lord. And so we ask ourselves, how many years of Jubilee have we had this calendar year? So you count your number of days. We've had about four Jubilees this year. It's quite something, isn't it? So when you think of that, so we've had four times to stand back and actually enjoy that year of Jubilee and actually say to our Lord God, thank you for giving me that opportunity to tenant. That opportunity to see back to that time of Garden of Eden. And so what we do with ourselves now is we also then put ourselves into the future. And we say there will be a real Garden of Eden, a real Jubilee year, a real kingdom year. But as we look to the future, God is asking us every 50 days to actually ask ourselves the question, how has our tenancy been in this year of Jubilee? Amen.